Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, The Rough Rider. Today's topic, Trump tries to defame a Gold Star mother and father. That is truly America's finest asshole. Let's get right to it, shall we? I've taken some material from three sources today. Today being July 31st, 2016, I've taken some of the excerpts I'm about to read or to podcast from the edition of the Daily Beast or today's edition of MSNBC.com or today's edition of CNN.com. Let's start. On Thursday at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, Muslim American Khizr Khan spoke of his son, U.S. Army Captain Humayun Khan, who was killed by a car bomb in 2004 while guarding the gates of his base in Iraq, saving the lives of his fellow soldiers and civilians. Khan's son was posthumously awarded a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. At the DNC, Khan said Trump has, quote, sacrificed nothing and no one, unquote. Khan moved into the national spotlight after he pulled out a pocket copy of the Constitution during a speech at the Democratic National Convention, asserting that Trump should try and read the U.S. Constitution sometime. He said Trump would have barred his Muslim family from even entering the United States. Quote, if it was up to Donald Trump, he never would have been in America, Khizr Khan, the soldier's father, said. Quote, he vows to build walls and ban us from this country, unquote. Trump first responded the next day in a statement where he said the Khans had, quote, no right, unquote, to criticize him. Quote, Captain Humayun Khan was a hero to our country, and we should honor all who have made the ultimate sacrifice to keep our country safe, he said. Quote, while I feel deeply for the loss of his son, Mr. Khan, who has never met me, has no right to stand in front of millions of people and claim I have never read the Constitution, which is false. I don't think you have, Donald. That's bullshit. And say many other inaccurate things. Khizr Khan immediately struck back, calling the statement, quote, faked empathy, unquote. That is, quote, typical for a person without a soul, unquote. His wife, Ghazala Khan, responded directly to Trump in a Washington Post op-ed on Sunday saying he is, quote, ignorant, unquote, about Islam and, quote, doesn't know what the word sacrifice means, unquote. Donald Trump's further reaction to Army Father Khizr Khan's passionate Democratic National Convention speech was to question Khan's wife, Ghazala Khan, her silence during the Democratic National Convention while her husband delivered his address. He was implying Ghazala Khan wasn't allowed to speak during the speech because she is Muslim. Quote, if you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me. But plenty of people have written that she was extremely quiet and it looked like she had nothing to say, unquote, Trump told ABC News source Stephanopoulos in an interview published Saturday. Quote, he was kind of trying to turn that into some kind of ridicule, unquote, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine said after a campaign event in Pittsburgh. Quote, it just demonstrates again the kind of a temperamental unfitness. If you don't have any more sense of empathy than that, then I'm not sure you can learn it, unquote. Former President Bill Clinton, who joined his wife and Kaine at the event, agreed, quote, I cannot conceive how you can say that about a Gold Star mother, unquote. Trump then went on further with his shit by telling Stephanopoulos that he has made sacrifices through his success as a businessman. Quote, I've made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs. tens of thousands of jobs, build great structures, unquote, Trump said. Yeah, and you've also left a lot of people holding the bag, asswipe. All those contractors and subcontractors, all those three casinos that you had in Atlantic City in the late mid-90s, early to mid-90s, they all went belly up, and so did all those hundreds and thousands of contractors and subcontractors, Trump. Continuing on, Trump's comments sparked immediate outrage on social media, including from Republican strategists who criticized Trump both for attacking a mourning mother and because many considered them racist and anti-Muslim. He also questioned if Khan wrote his own speech, asking, quote, who wrote that? Did Hillary scriptwriters write it, unquote? The Clinton campaign had offered the services of a speechwriter, but according to Politico, Khan declined, opting to write his address himself. By the way, Mr. Khan is a lawyer. Khan said Sunday, Trump's, quote, policy, his practices, do not reflect that he has any understanding of the basic fundamental constitutional principles of this country, unquote. Quote, he talks about excluding people, disrespecting judges, the entire judicial system, immigrants, Muslim immigrants. These are divisive rhetoric that are totally against the basic constitutional principles, unquote, he said. He also said Trump lacks key traits that presidents need. Quote, two things are absolutely necessary in any leader or any person who aspires, wishes to be a leader. That is moral compass, and second is empathy, unquote, Khan said. Khan called on House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to withdraw their support for Trump. Quote, it is a moral obligation. History will not forgive them, unquote, he said. This election will pass, but history will be written. The lack of moral courage will remain a burden on their souls, unquote. To all of you Trump supporters, you're well on your way to being totally jaded as human beings. You all have a burr up your ass and are totally oblivious of anything but blind hysteria. Hysteria over anyone or anything that doesn't conform to your narrow little version of reality. Tough titty. History doesn't give a tinker's damn about your pinheaded ideas. It'll rush past you like you're standing still. Your bigot days are numbered. Your own children will probably disown you by the time they're in their 30s. So do us all a big fucking favor. Drop dead. Thank you for listening to another riveting and scintillating, as always, Rough Riders Radio's episode. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride and you decide.